kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating mabibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon si Luis Santos na may Filipino Fusion Cafe and Restaurant sa Perth. Kamusta, Luis?
Hi, Teta. Thanks for this opportunity.
Walang anuman. O, umpisahan na natin ngayon, ha? Ano ba sa natatandaan mo, Luis, ang pinakamahirap na pinagdaanan mo when you set up this business?
The two biggest challenges were for securing the right location and crafting the initial menu. That is something that will felt authentic, modern, yet familiar, and rooted in Filipino culture. But one of the biggest lessons was learning to embrace discomfort dito sa process ng build ng setting up. Kasi business is rarely clean or perfect, di ba? We all felt grounded in peace that comes from knowing we were working in God's plan. Setting up wasn't without discomfort. We are five in this company. Myself, my husband Marvin, the other couple, Dexter and Marjorie, in the middle is God. We are in a same group of a Bible study group. Isang mga meetups namin at night, we have these very casual conversations. Apparently, we both prompting a business, you know, and then later on, we touched base. And then from there, Pala 5 was born.
Kailan ito nabuo?
2022. Oh, we all felt alive sa vision. I just want to share as well, this vision, I believe it was a God-given vision. Get aligned to that. Lahat, it was smooth. Lahat dumating, right people at the right time.
So, paano mo nalaman na aligned lahat ang mga nangyayari sa'yo, sa vision mo, maging dun sa vision mismo ng mga kapartner mo?
It's a food business, but they don't know how because they are doing a different career path. And for me, I just love cooking. And I believe I'm blessed. He blessed me with these talents and skills.
Ikaw ba ay nag-aral ng pagluluto or was it something innate?
I studied. I agree ako for almost a decade now. Nag-aral ako ng hotel and restaurant management, majoring in culinary arts back home for 4 years. Nung gumraduate ako and then we migrated here sa Australia, I thought na, ay, madaling makakuha ng work kasi kakagraduate ko lang eh. Ngayon, it's the opposite. It's really hard to get it unless you actually graduated here. So, everything was not accredited. But God's grace, may nakitang vacancy apprenticeship. So, I applied there. So, while doing apprenticeship, I studied for 3 years. Obviously, apprenticeship is not good with paying. So I have to get another job. So my day job is a barista. A barista in the morning and then DC, you know, DC apprentice at night. Fast forward, I became a head chef dito sa Perth in a popular cafe in Fremantle. I'm running the kitchen team and then from there, it gave me both the operational skills and the industry relationship that helped me if I will build something on. Oh, nag-serve tayo ng Western food with pride. So why don't we offer something rooted in Filipino culture, you know? Something na we can share with Australians and other culture and could experience and enjoy it too. And that idea, it didn't left me in my heart and eventually became Pala 5. Pala is from the root word pinagpala. And it means grace. 5 is God's number, authority.
And change. For astrology, 5 is change, right?
5 is change.
Yes.
And the lucky numbers eh.
Tandaan mo ba kung magkano ang pondo or capital in setting up this business?
We invested a little over 200. That includes purchasing existing business, getting some equipment, and having enough cash flow for the initial operation.
Did you have to take out a loan for this?
Yes, we took a loan. We took a bank loan. And also, I just wanna give a tip. Siguro consider as well working with the point of sale systems partners that offer capital assistance.
Paano yung naging experience mo nung may nag-offer ng loan? Depende yan sa number of transactions that you get dun sa POS mo. Sige, ikwento mo naman sa amin para matutunan din ng ating mga kababayan.
So we're just raised enough to actually get a lot of transactions. That the first year that we have. And then, by that time, yung mismong POS, yung company, yung system, offered us. It just amazed us na, uy, may help na ganito. Parang nakaka-lift ng weight.
Okay, so mga magkano naman ang in-offer sa inyo ng POS?
I think that time was a little over 90. It was amazing na may ganun pala. Kasi hindi rin namin alam na, na it was a shock too.
Okay, so this is the bank loan that you were saying.
This is point of sales. Yung sa bank loan, it was different. For me and my husband, we actually did the house mortgage. Okay. We financed our house. So that's where we got the money to invest well. So,
mga magkano kayo per partner?
The other two, Marjorie and Dexter, they actually get a bit bigger shares than us. And then for me, obviously, siguro a little bit less than half. And then because I'm doing the creative side and then the operational side. So that's my contribution. That's our contribution to the company.
Okay, and how about the other friends? Ano ang kanilang duties and responsibilities?
It's a good question. We as a company, we each individual have different roles. So for me, I'm the creative side. And then my husband is the system side. He's a website developer. So he's doing all that. Social media, the marketing side. And then Marjorie was doing our book, helping with the payrolls, the account. And then Decker is doing all the maintenance, some management as well.
How is it like working with friends?
A lot of people saying that working for friends and family can create chaos. Pero you have to know sa inyong lahat, ano yung common ground nyo? So yung common ground namin is biblical because we believe in God and then we believe in His word. So we just follow, obey, and trust.
So ano nangyayari pag hindi kayo nagkakasundo? Meron bang peacemaker sa inyong apat?
Yeah, actually, meron naman. To be honest, I'm actually a little bad-tempered, but I worked that through. We just reminded ourselves na we have to pray. We have to reflect. My husband and Marjorie, may ganong effort.
Oh, pero ikaw ba never kang pinasukan ng doubts?
Tao lang naman ako eh. I have doubts. So, for example, ito bang kinreate na menu? Is it gonna work? Yung ganon, yung parang creative. Medyo mahal to. May kakagat ba? Kakagat ba? Yung mga ganon. I'm trying to learn that too, na i-overcome yan. Kasi from time to time, I have those. They keep reminding me, ito sila yung mga business partners. Noise.
Ano pa yung mga naiisip mong mga paraan para maging relevant pa lalong inyong negosyo?
So we just have to adapt kung anong nangyayari sa paligid, especially ngayon. Kasi kung ano yung kailangan ng customer. We're doing research. Ano ba talaga, kinakausap namin yung customers. Ano ba yung gusto nyong i-offer namin? Yung mga ganong ways, practical ways.
Ano ang trading hours and trading days?
We are open ng Wednesday to Sunday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Because we found na not really feasible on the days. Less foot traffic. And also, Monday is hospitality rest day. Yung mga nag-work ng hospitality, they usually have Monday off as well. We decided na i-close na lang yung Monday and Tuesday. Kasi yung dalawang araw na yun, no foot traffic as much.
How has business been so far? Dahil 2022 nung nagsimula kayo, 2025 na ngayon. Ano ang mga natutunan mo sa iyong negosyo?
Merong ups and downs. Madaling mag-push when things are going well. Pero when challenges come, we always go back to our why. The vision yung binigay niya to build a space that supports family, fosters connection, and brings people closer to Him. So I always hold on to this. So if God gave you the vision, He's already seen what's ahead and He provided for that vision. So keep the faith, do the work, and trust the process.
Now let's talk about the risks getting into this kind of business.
This cafe industry is very saturated. Everything is unpredictable. And now, especially now, how we navigate in with these unrealistic expectations, right? Is the myth of perfection, especially in this Instagram age, that everything has to be pristine and perfect. But hey, we remind ourselves daily, we're not striving for perfection. But don't get me wrong, we strive for consistency and care in everything we do, every day.
How do you plan to scale the business?
What we're doing now, the heart of Pala, the foundation of Pala, the values, the system, and the culture that we can replicate in other places. Mag-explore kami ngayon, branches maybe, or a kiosk, or even a presence back home or over east. And also, at the moment, we're expanding our catering services and retail. That can allow us to serve in new ways.
Final message, okay, Louise? Para sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start out their business, kausapin mo sila ngayon.
Actually, this is resonating with me and I feel like I have to share this. Do not fear and be courageous, for the Lord is with you. If you have peace, walk with faith, because business is seasonal. At first, it's planting, and later on, is a reaping season. Most importantly, pray constantly and remember you are a vessel of God's grace. If your business is flourishing, steward it well. It is God's provision. And if you're still in the waiting season, trust that He's molding you into the vessel He needs you to be. The real message here is have faith and do not fear. Be courageous.
Ano naman ang message mo sa iyong mga partners, yung negosyo?
We've come so far, and I believe this deepen our faith. It will strengthen us more to this. We can do this.
Maraming salamat kay Luis Santos. Thank you, Luis.
Thanks, Teta.
At tandaan niyo po, ha, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.